Thank you, Mr. Chair, and apologies for jumping in. I think Lukasz has summarized a number of aspects. I would like to take this opportunity to reiterate some of his points and to briefly mention a few things in relation to the impact on SC2 of this. As Lukasz has very rightly said, obviously we are in this current situation where all that's happened has meant that we have not been able to complete the mandate of the group of experts by the end of this year in order to report to SC2 today. As we all know, as we've said, this is outside of our control and there's nothing we could really do about it. What this means, as Lukasz has said, is that we will have the final meeting within this mandate at the start of January, so the 13th to the 15th of January. And I hope, Lukasz said he hopes soon to be able to confirm that. I think within the next couple of weeks, we will be able to confirm that. What this means, though, in terms of process, let's say, is that whatever the conclusions that are reached by the group on the 15th of January will need to go to the SC2 session in November of 2021. This is a big gap. Essentially, we are losing a year. Whatever the conclusion is to the group of experts, I'm not planning to predict any sort of conclusion. It's not for me to say. It's for the group of experts to say what that conclusion will be. But whatever it is, it cannot lead to a decision of SC2 until November of 2021. And whatever, again, that conclusion is and that decision that is taken by SC2, it would not be able to go to ITC until February of 2022, that would be. So as I said, yes, again, whatever that conclusion is, we are losing essentially a year. Now, the chair, the vice chair, and the secretariat of SC2 have had discussions in the past week or so trying to see how we can facilitate as much as possible the process not to lose this year. So what SC2 can do to act on whatever the conclusion is in January much sooner. And what, as I said, the chair, the vice chair and the secretariat came up with is that whatever the conclusion is to that session in January, it is communicated in written form to SC2 delegates and, of course, to member states who participate in SC2 as soon as the session is finished, in order that SC2 could potentially pursue some form of a silence procedure within a short amount of time to endorse whatever the conclusion is of the group of experts, if it wishes to endorse it, of course, so that actually this conclusion can be relayed to the Inland Transport Committee session in February of this year, February 2021. Of course, this is a solution that, as I said, the chair, the vice chair, and the secretariat have discussed and would like to propose. It is, of course, up to the working party to accept or otherwise this accelerated procedure. We decided to propose this really to make sure that we don't lose that year, and therefore have whatever that conclusion is to the group of experts meeting processed as soon as possible within the relevant bodies, SC2, and then of course the Inland Transport Committee. So apologies for the long intervention. I hope I haven't confused people, but I think it's important that we act on whatever is decided by the group of experts as soon as possible. And Mr. Chair, I see that there is a request from the floor from Anton Kozlov from the Russian Railways online.